Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, as we hear from Paul this day. It'd be easy to assume that the most natural way of expressing our love for God, expressing our connection with God, is that we give thanks, that we give praise. We've certainly seen this over the last week as we have made it through another Thanksgiving holiday, as we've thanked God indeed for the many blessings that we have, even in the midst of a little bit different holiday, a little bit different kind of celebrating, perhaps. We praise God for the ways in which God continues to live and love and serve through all that God has done for us. My slides are a little bit late. There we go. But there is also that sentiment that we express when we come to God that is probably the other side of thanks, the other side of praise, that cry deep down inside that we utter when we wonder if God is really close by, if God really is in our lives, in our world, to manage our struggles, manage our suffering. Perhaps we dive deep into prayer in those moments. Or perhaps we shake our fist at God and we wonder, where, God, are you? Where have you gone? Why have you left me seeming all alone? The truth is that we indeed see and experience these things through our lives. Wish this was working better. We experience these things through our lives as we see on our television screens images of destruction, as we know that these are parts of our world, as we experience in our lives the untimely death of loved ones, as we know that unnecessary suffering continues to happen in our world. Do you know that there are more psalms of lament, psalms of crying out to God in pain and suffering in the Bible than there are psalms of praise? Do you know that there are more words in the Bible, more prayers, more words of shouting out to God and crying out to God, asking God to be present in our lives, asking God to give us the forgiveness that we need, expressing a certain fear through our own lives and pain in our world than there are words of praise? Indeed, suffering and unrest. For many cultures, for cultures going back in time forever, it seems, really is that understanding that somehow God is absent. We've experienced this as we see and hear about cultures of the past, that God's absence is a result, or suffering and unrest on our part is a result of God's absence, of intentional absence, perhaps of the gods being angry or being indifferent, or maybe just unintentional distraction or incapacity. And our human suffering, our longing, our grief runs deep as we look to those ways that we hope and pray that God will enter into our world. Perhaps that's why in our lesson from Isaiah today, the people of God cry out that, God, you might tear open the heavens and come down. Experiencing in their lives that opportunity for God to come to them once again. Certainly in our day of dealing with all of the struggles that are upon us in our world, seeing the images and knowing friends and family who are dealing in acute ways with coronavirus and all of the other struggles of our world, seeing our lives come into this place in our timeline. Indeed, for all who have sat at a bedside or not been able to sit at bedsides of loved ones, or for college students that have not been able to attend classes in person with peers and connections with professors, for every grandparent who has had to reach out to their grandchild only through a screen, indeed, it may seem that God has abandoned us. And yet the fire of Advent burns this day. The candle that signifies that light shining in the darkness, that lamp that guides our feet along its pathways, the face of God shining in our midst, in our communities, in our lives, in our homes, comes to us this day that we might be reminded of God's presence in our world. Indeed, this is the way that we think God properly should come to the world. That God should come and divide and destroy, make right, take down and build up. But is this the way that God comes? Is this the way that God comes into our lives through earthquake, fire, and need? Even Jesus knows the scriptures of old. Jesus can talk about darkened suns and stars falling and great powers and glory. But Jesus also talks about fresh leaves on a branch or a welcoming sight for one that has traveled, now coming home and being welcomed in. Indeed, the grace and the hospitality, the gentleness, the generosity, and the life that Jesus seeks to communicate come through these images too. What if God comes into our lives not as might and power to break us out of this world of pain? What if God comes as grace and generosity to welcome us deeper in? To welcome us deeper in, not just to our own lives, but to the lives of those who are lonely, to the lives of those who are separated from loved ones, into the lives of those who struggle and suffer, not just in our own communities, but around the world. Maybe God doesn't so much come as an angry fist ready to destroy, but as a gentle outpouring of love, simply given, graciously received. In the movie The Hobbit, about the little guys that go to do great things, Gandalf, the wise old wizard, is asked a question, why Bilbo? Bilbo's one of the little hobbits, one of the little people, one of the insignificants, one of the ones that perhaps people don't always think will be able to make a difference in the world. Why should Bilbo be the one to confront evil, do great things, and have to bear the burden of changing the world? Gandalf says this. I can get it to come up. No, not that far. Gandalf says this. Others believe that it is only great power that can hold evil in check, but that is not what I have found. I found that it is in the small, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love. He goes on to say, "You ask me why Bilbo? Well, I don't know," he says. "Perhaps because I'm afraid." And Bilbo gives me courage. We might ask as well, why Advent? Why enter into this season of darkness with only a little bit of light? Perhaps it is because we too are afraid. We too know not which way to travel. We cannot see the path before us. Only God gives us that little light, the light that has been given for us and in us, not just for our own sake, but that we might be a light that shines before others. Pathway in the darkness, a light to the one who will change our world forever. Amen.